T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe D'Ambrosio with you on this Thursday morning for the next 40 minutes and anchoring our election coverage on Tuesday night. It was really fun to talk to our next guest because you could hear the excitement in Johanna Hayes' voice moments after she had won the 5th Congressional District primary. And Mrs. Hayes joins us now. Johanna, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You sounded so excited on Tuesday night. I enjoyed that. What was the rest of the night like for you after you had gotten the call from Mary Glassman and realized that you were going to be the nominee?
Oh, the rest of the night was so exciting. I mean, I just wanted people to turn out and vote. We had worked really hard, but none of that matters if people don't show up and vote. So for people to have voted and still be that enthusiastic at 10 o'clock at night, it was, you know, a civics teacher's dream.
Well, that's a great comment, I think, because the election should be a civics lesson. And sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. And I think this year in our state, it was a civics lesson. We saw people who had never been involved in politics before win. We saw people with different approaches win their elections. I mean, it's really the dawn of a new era in our state, I think.
It is, and part of my campaign was to educate people. I spent a lot of time every week. I did what I called a civics chat on Facebook Live, and I explained to people, this is how you register, this is an absentee ballot, you know, this is what an open and closed primary is. And people sent in questions, and I answered them, and, you know, I thought people engaged or re-engaged and really were thoughtful and purposeful, and, you know, it was really exciting to be a part of that.
How important with social media, Johanna, in your campaign, and how important will it be in the general election race against Manny Santos?
Social media put this campaign over the top. I mean, we started with very little resources, very little money. You know, I couldn't do radio, I couldn't do TV, but I had, you know, a team of millennials, all volunteers who, you know, figured out how to target different areas, who saturated social media. You know, our first ad went digital. We didn't go to TV. We used social media. And we got 7 million hits, you know, and that's when we started to really raise the money that we needed. This was a 2018 campaign. We used social media in a way that was positive, that was engaging. You know, I know people talk a lot about the dangers of social media, but used in a responsible way. And I had young people who, you know, monitored it, who put comments. We did get, as always, you know, there were negative comments, and I said, no, leave them. You know, this is what democracy looks like. People have the opportunity to engage, you know, and discuss, you know, and let's just be respectful and have this discourse.
And that was, and I said this to you on Tuesday night, that was the tone of the campaign between you and Mary Glassman. There was none of the mudslinging that we saw in some of the upper ticket races. It was respectful disagreement. It was discussion of the issues. It would be nice if we could see that in the general election as well. But I think I'm much older than you, so I've seen a lot more of these. And I think to expect that to come in every race is pushing the envelope a little bit.
But you know what? I was adamant about that with my team.
Right.
You know, I said, I will not respond in that way. I think the experience that brings me here is a little bit different. You know, I have to lead by example.
Right.
I couldn't say one thing and do something else when I was in front of young people. So there were times where, you know, I was advised to push back or to say something, and I said, that's not who I am. And even in the general, if that were to happen, I think what this election has shown me, and I hope everyone else, is that, you know, positivity outweighs negativity. You know, you don't have to respond in that way. So even if, you know, my opponent in the general election were to come at me in that way, I think people want to hear about issues. People want to hear about where you stand and what you're going to bring and how you're going to fight for them. So, you know, if my opponent wants to waste time you know, doing that, I will continue to do what I've done, and that's run for Congress.
How important was the encouragement you received from Senator Murphy?
It was very special because, you know, a lot of people talk about, they think I'd do this job well and what kind of a representative I would be, but he's actually done the job. So for him to have done the job and be experienced and say, this is something I think you're prepared to do, you know, really, you know, was so incredibly encouraging because it's huge, you know, and I know that for him to say that, you know, from the level he is, says a lot about how he thinks of me. And, you know, I was very happy. I was surprised to see him there on Tuesday night. But he as well, I mean, he was very excited to see that so many voters turned out. You know, I was looking at the numbers. In Waterbury alone, 5,000 people turned out in a primary election. That's unbelievable.
And I know the other thing that made you excited at the hotel at your headquarters on Tuesday night was the kids who turned out, the kids for Hayes, and you did a little dance number with them, I understand.
We do a lot of dancing. We do a lot of dancing. You can't hang out with millennials and young people and sit still. So we do a lot of moving around. You know, I want them to be excited. I don't want them to have a negative opinion of, you know, it's hard work. So, and they spent a lot of time this summer in headquarters and out canvassing. So I encourage them to, you know, to get to know each other, to connect. They were very excited. You know, we had students for Hayes that worked every day. You know, I had about 30 kids who came in every day, you know, and blanketed the state. And then I had young people. I had kids as young as 9 years old who volunteered at headquarters every day. You know, and they all came out. You know, people say they brought their children who were 7, 8 because they wanted to be a part of history that was being made. You know, I want them to be engaged.
It was an exciting night on Tuesday night for Johanna Hayes, 5th District winner of the Democratic primary, and now looking forward to the general election. Johanna, thanks for the time again. Enjoy the nice weather, and
I'm sure
we will talk to you often before the November election. Thank you.
All right, looking forward to it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Johanna Hayes, who will go up against the former one-term mayor of Meriden, Manny Sanos, in the general election.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.